From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Department of Defense says Israel is entitled to protect itself against acts of aggression. Statement was made after Israel attacked a dozen Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria on Saturday. Israel says it was responding to anti-aircraft fire that downed an Israeli warplane returning from a raid on Iranian-backed positions in Syria because of an Iranian drone supposedly launched into Israeli territory. Here is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani spoke at a news conference broadcast on state television. He said if one country thinks through boosting terrorism or meddling in the affairs of other countries or can gain desirable results, it is making a mistake. These incidents mark the most serious confrontations in Syria between Israel and Iranian-backed forces that have established a major foothold in the country while fighting in support of President Bashar al-Assad. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visiting Ramallah has expressed support for an independent Palestine state and said that he hoped for a return to peace in the region. And the national chairperson of the African National Congress in South Africa says the nation's citizens should be patient with the ruling ANC leader as he holds talks with President Jacob Zuma. This is VOA News.